This is HPR episode 1693 entitled DD Fun. It is hosted by first-time host Cibola Jerry and is about 24 minutes long. The summary is, having some fun with the DD command.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Welcome to HPR. This episode is called Fun with DD, or How to Store Information on Your Computer Outside of the File System. So, back in DOS 3.1 days, I noticed that a lot of the software in the early attempts at DRM, I suppose, would write information outside the file system. So I asked my friend, who was a professional computer guy, I said, how are they doing this? And he told me about the DD command. And so a lot of the little tips and stuff that I will relate to you today came from him. So, the reason why I am doing this now is because I noticed that we have these flash drives. And, I never tried out the DD command before because I had a 20 meg hard drive and I didn't want to risk it. And the only place I could find a DD was on some bulletin board, and I just don't want to risk it. So I just filed away. If I ever need to do that, use the DD command. And then recently, within the last year, I snapped to the fact that these flash drives are $7 a piece. You can afford to experiment with them. And I did, and I made an HPR episode about it, but the sound was so bad, I'm redoing the whole thing from scratch. So, when we write our data to the flash drive outside of the file system, we are not hiding it. We're just locating the data outside of the file system. And the only way you will see this data is with a command like DD or some sort of sector editor, which I've never really seen in Linux, a sector editor other than DD. And then your partition table will show empty space. So that will be a clue that there might be data there, is if there's empty space. Or it might be taken as some sort of sector alignment issue, which it is not, at least on these flash drives it ain't. And then, so any forensic examination is going to show these files, or it's going to show that there's something there. So you're not hiding nothing from anybody. It's got the sophistication or the permissions to use such tools. They will see it. And so if you really want to make sure your data is private, you need to encrypt before you save. Because it's out in the open. You're not hiding nothing. You're just keeping the information outside of the file system. All right. So coming to partitioning. The thing about it is if you use a boot disk, you don't want to put your information at the beginning of your disk, because that's where the boot sector information is at. And if you're going to be booting into Windows, you don't want to use the last part of the disk, because Windows insists on having a 1 megabyte area at the end of the disk, which is outside of the file system, and is Microsoft writing information outside of the file system, just like we're going to be doing. So, basically, that leaves us the space in between other partitions. So, I went ahead and I formatted my SanDisk Cruiser 8-gig flash drive with a VFAT partition. and an EXT2 partition, and I went ahead and made a file system on them, and I copied a file over each partition to make sure everything's working, so we're ready to go. So when we save to the disk outside of the file system, we have become the file system. The file system manager, it's on us to keep track of where our data is. And so it's convenient to use tar files because you can pack a bunch of files in there and just make one save, and it's convenient. In my opinion, it's better to do all your compression on the files before you stick them in the tar file, because it'll be easier to recover your tar file if you don't have to worry about it being compressed. So compress your data, encrypt your data, then stick it in the tar file, and we're just going to use normal tar files. We're going to have two saves. I made a subdirectory off my home directory for images, and I threw some images in there, and I made another directory called data where I threw some text files in there. All right, and so now we got to tar them up with the tar-cf, and then you put the name of your tar file, data.tar, and then we're going to do data, the path to data. Actually, you don't really need to put a path if you're in the home directory. And, misspell. All right. Okay, that worked on the data. Now I'm tar filing my images directory. Make it images.tar, and so now we have our tar files compressed. So now we need to find out where we're going to put this data. We need pencil and paper for this. Take out a piece of scrap paper and a pencil, and we're going to do our cf disk command. Still a root, so I'm not going to sudo. I'm just going to cf disk. We're going to look at our partition table. Oh, got to quit this and tell it to look at the flash drive, which was SDD. Wait a second. Oh, right. Cf disk dev SDD. Alright, so we got about 104.86 megabytes in between a VFAT and a EXT2. And what we're going to do is, we need to use an option, which is the CF disk dash big capital P space small s. Okay, so the whole command is CF disk dash capital P space s space slash dev slash sdd, and it shows us the first and last sector of each partition. And what we're really interested in is the first and last sector of I'm going to pause for a minute because my CF disk gave me the asterisks on the first and last sector columns, and that means my partitions are not aligning with the actual sectors. So I'm going to do a little investigating of why this is. Alright, well, this will be an experiment for both of us. I just put arbitrary sizes in there, and the asterisks means that my partitions are not lining on cylinder boundaries. It should not matter. So, we're going to continue. Alright, we're going to make note of the free space where it starts, where it ends. And in my case, on the first sector of the free space is 8194048. Is that right? 8194048. And the last sector is 8. 3, 9, 8847. Alright. So, one of the warnings I've always heard in relation to this operation is keep away from your partitions. Now, I tried actually parking my data right next to partition, one sector over, and it could have been some sort of a slip-up on my part, but in one instance, it seemed like it was working, and then in another instance, it wrecked the partition. So, best bet is to always put your files probably like 10 sectors apart. So our start address will be 8194048+10. So we're going to start our first save. And once we save there, we're going to have to find out where the end of that file is and put some space between it and our next file. So we're going to do that. So, dd command. Let me just check the man page real quick. Make sure I got it right. Okay. All right. Tar files like to be on a 512 sector size. It works good. I've tried it. Okay. The dd command has a field called sector size, input file sector size, and output file sector size. You actually don't have to put in any numbers in those fields. So I put in 512, even though my cylinder sizes probably are my sector sizes are bigger. It worked, but I don't think we'll need it. So basically, the command is dd infile, name of our image file, dot tar outfile. Oh, here, I better check the man page, make sure I got the syntax. Yeah, okay. We got to use equal sign. Okay, so the command is dd infile equals images dot tar outfile. Oh, wow. Yeah. Let me see here. Okay. All right. dd if equal images dot tar space seek. And this is where we're going to put in our starting sector number, which was 819058. Oh, not 819. It's 4078. 819 4058. All right. I'm sure I get this right. 819. My eyes are a little bad. 4058. All right. So we've got dd space if equals images dot tar seek equal 819 4058. And then outfile, which is actually the device, will be dev sdd. And here we go. So it's doing this thing. And it looks like it read good. And gives us some numbers. We're going to check this out. Error. Says that there are so many records in. So that's another way of saying so many sectors in. So many sectors out. 15 megabytes copied. La-di-da-di-da-di-da. Okay. We need to make note of this. Records in and records out. Those are our sector sizes. And it's 29680. 29680. Okay, that's how many sectors we just wrote. So we need to add that number to our starting point. And that'll tell us where the file ends at. Oh, and I'm just going to do this by hand real quick. 92. Okay. So the end of our file will be at 8223738. That would be the sector number. So we're going to add 10 to that, and that'll give us our second starting point. So that'd be A. 822-3748 will be our second place for our file. I'm just going to circle where our files begin at. Alright, so the second save will be the data tar. Data tar. And we're going to seek to 822-3748. And outfile's the same thing. So there it goes. And it saved a little over half a megabyte worth of text files. Alright, so now we have to make sure that our saves are good. And this is convenient because it'll also produce a retrieval command. So let's look at the syntax for DD retrieval. I'm just going to do it on paper real quick. DD, the end file. Okay. We don't really need the name of the tar file. It could be anything. When it unpacks part of the tar file format, it'll tell it where to unpack. Of course, you want to avoid tar bombs, but if you just stick your stuff into a directory and tar it, it'll be okay. So we'll just call it x.tar and y.tar when we are pulling them off. And that will be our out file. And our in file will be SDD, device SDD. And so the syntax on the DVD, I mean on the DD command, when you're writing to the disk, you move the, what you might call the head or the cursor to the sector with the C command. But on retrieval, it's different. It's a count. Starting point and count. So let me look this up real quick. The syntax for retrieving. Okay, skip will be, skip is where our files will start at, and count. Skip and count. That's right. All right. So we're going to form the command skip and count. Count equals and skip. All right. So exiting the man of DD. We're going to form the commands DD infile slash dev slash SDD skip. Equal, our first file is at 8194048, and we had a count of 29680, 29680, okay, my skip is actually at 8194058 space count equal 29680 outfile OF equal X dot tar, and we're gonna run it. Oh, got an equal sign in there somewhere. Alright, we copied 50 megabytes. Back in, and so now we're going to diff the x.tar with the images.tar. Diff x.tar space images.tar. And come back with no difference. So our extraction command was dd space if equal slash dev slash sdd space skip equal the starting point of our file, which was 8194058 space count equal. This will be our number of sectors we wrote, which was 29680 space out file equal x.tar. And I'll go ahead and do the same thing with my data. So we gotta change this up a little bit. We'll call the outcoming file y.tar, and our count was 1320. 1920, and our starting point was 8223748. I think that's got it. And it comes back. We gotta do a diff on this thing. Diff Y tar with data tar. And no differences. So we extracted all that. So, if you keep your little extraction command around, somebody might find it and say, wow, if I run this command, I'll pull all my data off. So what do you really need to know? You know the DD command, so you don't need to write DD down. You don't need to even know a tar file name, because it doesn't matter what the file name is. When you extract it, it'll be the way it's supposed to be. You don't really need the sector links or the file links, the data links, the number of sectors that you saved, or its starting position. If you look at the drive, you can tell. But you might want to keep those two numbers around, the starting point and the count. And that's how you save and retrieve information from a disk outside of the file system.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.